Vayter and Shaspir and Daf Lamed picking up on Chav Tesim Abayz by the bottom of the page. Next part of the Mishnah. Amar lo Echad Yavna ve'Echad Kol Makom Sheish Bo Beis Din. And they're the ones that we said yesterday, the different opinions, the Amru lo, that they're a little bit more makamir, that it has to be in those places. But Yavna and Kol Makom Sheish Bo Beis Din, it's got to be a permanence to it as we compare the two. Amar Rav Huna, beep, turn the page of Lamed. The im bezin, and it's got to be done with bezin. Says Rashi, who detakin that we should blow. That's with bezin. Now, what in the world does that mean? My im bezin. What does that statement mean? Bifnei bezin. I mean, in front of bezin. Lafuke shelo bifnei bezin delo. To exclude that, if you did do it in front of bezin in these places, then no, it wouldn't work. Masiv Rava. In fact, the kasher Rava. Va'od zos haya ha'isa yushalayim yisari avna. When it says in the Mishnah, and furthermore, v'od zos, and that's a big statement, v'od zos, as opposed to just saying zos haisa, saying v'od zos haisa Yerushalayim is more over Yavne, my v'od zos. Ile mikitikatani, if you want to say like we said, that in reference to Yerushalayim, that it's not to be in any area which can see Yerushalayim, even outside of Yerushalayim itself, but in Yavne it's not okay, then zos mi boile. It should have just said zos. Ella, so why are you saying the word ve'odzos? Ella, the Yerushalayim, token yechidin. Maybe you want to tie into what it means is that even an individual can go and do it, as opposed to the Beis Din doing it. But Yavne ain't token yechidin, but Yavne, you can't do it. That can't be either, because if Yavne ain't token yechidin, what, individual people can't do it? It's got to be only Beis Din to do it on Shabbos. V'ha ki asav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar, he said, ki mesayim shlicha, the tzibur tekiya b'yavne. When the tzibur finishes blowing in Yavne, it was so loud that lo shama inish kal unei mikal tekiya tekaaya d'yichidei. They couldn't even hear because of how many people individually, single people by themselves, were blowing. So clearly, even an individual is allowed to go ahead, and they're allowed to blow the shofar even in Yavne. Elalav, rather than what must we be talking about? The Yerushalayim token being bisman being bisman bezin being shelo bisman bezin. Then Yerushalayim, they could do it when bezin is rocking it, when they're not. Meaning Rashi says ad she shows bezin would convene and be there for six up to 6 hours of the day. Show you bezin yoshin. That's what this is said. Being shelo bisman bezin even once they went home. So in Yerushalayim, that even an individual is allowed to go out and they could do it when bezin is convening and when they're not convening. And Ubiyavna Bazan Bezin in Shalbazan Bezin, no, only during the time when they're doing it, and then if not, when they're not able to do it. Ha, what does that mean? Ha Bazman Bezin Mia Tilkin. But during the time of Bezin, it comes to show that they actually could do it. Vafila Shalo Bifnei Bezin, even not in front of Bezin. That kind of goes against what we said before, that only in Yerushalayim can you not in front of a Bezin, but in Yavna be in front of Bezin. So the Gemara says, lo. Even when you went to Shalayim Yer Kodesh, it's only when Bezin was convening. The Ilibu Shalayim token be Mifnei Bezin, being Shalo Bifnei Bezin, Biavna Bifnei Bezin in, Shalo Bifnei Bezin lo. Both of them's got to be when Beis Din are in session. However, in Yerushalayim, it could be even not in front of them. In Yavne, it's got to be in front of them. If not in front of them, then it's going to be a bit of a problem. Ike de Masli Laha de Rav Huna Ha. There are those who explained it. That's the storyline we just brought with Rav Huna differently. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, B'yom Kippurim Taviru Shofar B'chol Yitzchem. Yom Kippur, you should have the shofar throughout the land. Malamed comes and teaches us Shekol Yachad V'Yachad Chayv L'Tka. Every single Yachad, every individual has to go and blow. We're talking about here the Yom Kippur during Yovel, the bill of the shofar. Amar Rav Huna V'im Bezin. Rav Huna says, and V'im Bezin, it means with Bezin. It's got to be done in Bezin. My V'im Bezin, what does that mean? Bezman Bezin. To the time when Bezin are convening. La Fuki Shlob is when Bezin Delo. Coming to school, that if it's not the time Bezin, that you don't do it then. Boss of Rebbe comes as Sakasha. Tekiah is Rosh Hashanah of Yovel. Doch is a Shabbos Big Vulin. We know that the Tekiah of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, when you're going to build a show for them, it's Doch is Shabbos Big Vulin. And it pushes away Shabbos when you do it on Shabbos. This is talking about even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ish Ubeso. Man and his house. My Yishubeis, what does it mean, Yishubeis? So, Ilema Ish V'Ishto, if it means, if they said it means that a man and a woman are going to be chayv to blow the shofar, it's Ima Chayva, is really true that a wife, a woman, is really chayv to shofar for Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. It's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, he. The Chol Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, Nashim Baturos. It is a time-related positive commandment that we know women are putter from. Elalava must mean ish bebeso, meaning a man in his house. Filu shalobizman bezdin, that gives an implication of saying just that, and even not during the time of bezdin. That you could even do it all day, which goes against what he said. Says Gemara, lo, lilimizman bezdin. Really means during the time when bezdin actually is convening. But you don't actually have to go to bezdin. You're allowed to do it in your house, you're just not allowed to do it outside of the time when bezdin is doing their thing. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that we're talking about. The reason why we do this, again, is like because of the Gezeirah D'Rabbah, we don't want people to go ahead and be walking outside, Dalet Amos, which is a rabbin. So we said you could do it, but it's got to be in your house, and you could do it in your house, but it's got to be during the time when Beis Din is, in order that you have that on your mind, that you're not going to violate anything else. Most of Rav Shesh, which just comes in the attack on that, Shava Hayovel L'Rosh Hashanah L'Tkia U'L'Brachos, right? We saw this earlier. Ela Shabbat Yovel Token Bo Beis Din Shekitcha Bo Sechodesh Ubein Ela Shabbat Yovel Token Bein Beis Din Shekitcha Bo Sechodesh Ubein Beis Din Shelo Kitcha Sechodesh. And furthermore, the Chol Yachav Yachad Chayv Letko, everyone, every individual is Chayv Letko. Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it comes out in Shabbos, Lo Yu Token Ela Beis Din Shekitcha Bo Sechodesh Vein Kol Yachav Yachad Chayv Letko. Ma ein kol yachav yachid chayv letko. What does that mean when it says that not when it comes to Rosh Hashanah that falls out in Shabbos, that not everyone has to do it? Elim, if you want to say that, it means the biyovel token yachidin, that on Yovel. Remember, when we talk about Yovel, we're always discussing the concept of Yom Kippur that falls out in Yovel. If you want to say that, it means that Yovel token yachidin, that even a yachid goes and blows, and Rosh Hashanah ain't token yachidin, Rosh Hashanah not, and really only Bezin can do it. Val kiyosef yitzchak by Yosef. Amar, he said, like we said before, when they used the shlich tzibur finish, lo shama inish kal uni mikal tkoaya dechidai. You couldn't hear because of all the noise of them blowing the shofar. Like all the yechidim are doing it, so clearly it can't mean that the yechidim can't do it. And Allah, rather, what does that mean? Deilu bayova token, bein bizman, bezdin, bein shalob bizman, bezdin. When it comes to yova, it can do when the bezdin is in session or not. Rosh Hashanah, bizman shabezdin, in, shalob bizman, bezdin, lo. But still, what comes out of this whole discussion is that Bayovel, Bein Bizman Beis Din, Bein Shelo Bizman Beis Din, which is straight out against what Rav Huna said. Says Gemara, Lo, Liolam Bizman Beis Din. Really, we're talking about during Bizman Beis Din. This is what it means to say. Bayovel, when it comes to Yovel, the Yom Kippur of Yovel, Bizman Beis Din Token. During the time of Beis Din, you are Tokea. In what circumstances? Bein Bifnei Beis Din, Bein Shelo Bifnei Beis Din. As long as it's during the Zman, the Beis Din are Tokea, even before or not. You don't have to be by the Beis Din. Rosh Hashanah comes to Rosh Hashanah, which is on Shabbos, obviously. Token Bizman Beis Din, you at the time of Beis Din, Ubifnei Beis Din, and it's also got to be done in front of Beis Din. Itmar Nami, we also have a straight-up statement, which is going to back this up. Amar. Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yosi Bar Shaul, Amar Rebbe, ain't token ela kol zman shebezdin yoshin. You don't blow the shofar unless it's at a time when the bezdin are there. Boy Rav Zera comes Rabbi Zera and he asks the following kasha. If we say it's got to be at the time when the bezdin is still there, they're still yoshev, right? You said ain't token ela kol zman shebezdin yoshin, that they're still there. What about a case of ninaru lamo? They start to like shake a little bit, that they're going to stand up. Rashi says neku mimoshvosam kedei lamo. They kind of like start leaning forward and they start to move a little. They're going to get up. Vulam didn't get up yet. Ma, what's the din in such a circumstance? Is that considered like they're still together, or is it like they're still sitting there and then yachid can do it, or is it? Oh no, you can't do it because it's done. Beis Din Yoshin Be'ina, do we need it to be dafka that they're sitting down? Va'ika, and we have them sitting. Odoma Zman Beis Din Be'ina, we need the time of Beis Din that they're nanning. Malachi, we don't have that anymore because they start to get up. Teiku. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Vodzos Hoysi Yushalayim Yisrael Yavna. We also have one up Yushalayim on Yavna, that what we said, anyone who could see Yushalayim, you're able to hear it, you're close to it, you can get there, right? They can build the shofar on Shabbos. Happy that was in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Roe, Prat, the Yoshevus Benachal. Excluding a case where a person lives in a Nachal, when this context means it is a valley, that they're down in the valley, and therefore they're not able to see what's going on because they see the side. Shamas, when it means that they can hear it, is Prat, the Yoshevus Barosh Ahar, excluding someone sitting on the top of a mountain. because you won't be able to hear it from that far. Krova has got to be close. It's Prata Shevitz Chutz Tchum, excluding somebody who's sitting outside of the Tchum. It can't be more than 2,000 Amos. V'chola Lovo, and it could come, means Prat Lamafsik Lanara, excluding if there's a Nara, if there's a river that's blocking a person's ability to get there. Zuck the next Tehillim Mishnah. Barishona Haya Lulav Nito B'Mikdash Shiva. Used to be that we had to be some Mikdash. They used to take the Lulav all 7 days. Rashi says, D'chsev, V'simachtam L'fnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yamim. U'B'medina Yom Echad. But when outside of Beis HaMikdash, only one day. D'chsev, V'lekachtam L'chem B'Yom HaRishon. They should take it on the first day. So it used to be that the Lulav was taken in the Mikdash for seven. U'B'medina Yom Echad and out of the Beis HaMikdash for one day. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis was destroyed, Hiskan Yochanan and Zaka Shei Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva Zecher L'Mishnah. We should take it all 7 days as Zecher L'Mikdash. This should sound familiar for those who have learned Maseches Sukkah, because it's also found over there, Daf Mem Aleph. All right, so Rabbi Yochanan Zaka said it should be Shiva Zecher L'Mikdash 7. V'sheyei Yom Hanef Kulo Aser. What are we talking about over here? This means we've learned many times in the past. There's something called Chadash, something called Yashan. The new grain, that's grain that grew after the 16th of Nisan. Now, you can't eat that until the next 16th when you bring the Karban Omer. And Rashi now points out, Vishay Yom Hanaf, the day that they would do the waving, what was that? Kulu Aser. Rashi says Yom Hanafas Omer, Kulu Aser Lecho Menachadash. Shemidaraisa, really Mishahir Mizrach Mutter. Like we say Mesachas Menachos. Once it gets light in the east, you can start to eat it. Kosafechad Omer Ad Etzem Yom Zeh. Kosafechad Omer Ad Haviyachem. Hoketzah Bezman Abayis Omer Matir Bezman. Right, so point is, the setup that even though really midaraisa you're allowed to go ahead and start eating it right away, he was nigzar v'she yom henef kula aser, aser did the whole day. We're going to see the Gemara discusses in Sukkah about this, I believe, about people making a mistake and eating it at the wrong time because we're so used to it. When we get the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to think we can eat it, but really we can't bring it until we eat the karban. But Beis HaShem, we're going to get into that. Zuck the Heilige Gemara. Now we're doing something here, Zecher L'Mikdash, that we go to and we take it 7 days instead of just one day, even in the Medina. Wait a minute, we do that from the Amakra. It says in the Pasuk, Yirmiyahu, Ki ala arucha lach umimakosayich erpoich, that I'm going to make a healing for you, and from your wounds, you're going to be healed. Ne'um Hashem, so says Hashem. Ki nidacha karulach, because they called you, pushed away. Tzion hidorish inla. Sion, they're pushing away, saying that there's no one who's Dorish, who's desires and coming for her. That implies that we have to have people that are being Dorish. Therefore, we have Zichel Chorban to remember. V'shei Yom Hanav Kulot, so the Mishnah said, the whole day should be awesome. My time was pshat. Like we said, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Meiz HaShem, the Beis HaMikdash is going to rebuild. Amen. Speedily in our time. V'yomu, they're going to say, Ishtakad Milo Achanam Behayir Mizrach. Isn't it true that last year we started eating Chadash even when, I'm sorry, but it became Yashan, flipped over, the Chadash became Yashan, when you started eating that Chadash, which became Yashan, as soon as it lit up. So Achshav Naminech, do it also now. They didn't realize that the reason why they were allowed to eat it last year is because there's no carbon armor. Hey, your Mizrach hit there, and therefore the Mizrach was just that enough, it's going to be Matir. But Hashad Dika Omer, Omer Matir, now that you have the Omer, the Omer is Matir. So in order that people don't come to make that mistake, we say you're not allowed to eat it the whole day. Frak the Gemara. Now, why should it be Yashan the whole day? We saw this in Sukkot as well. The Mivni Emas, when exactly is it that the basement is going to be rebuilt that we have to be worried right now that we're going to eat at the wrong time? Elam, if you want to say it's going to be rebuilt on the 16th day of Nisan itself. So what are you worried? Hare, Heir, Mizrach, Hitter. It wasn't rebuilt until after the fact when it was Mutter. Because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt, and therefore it's totally fine. It's only rebuilt afterwards. Ella, Dibni Chamesa. We're talking about that maybe it's going to be rebuilt on the 15th. But even on the 15th, what's the problem? Well, you worried they're going to come and eat it the next day, right? We have to wait till the Karban Omer. So no problem. Just say, Mechatzos Hayom L'Holon L'Shtri. Let it be a Mutter to eat from Chatzos. Why? The Hotanan, because we learned in the Mishnah in Menachos. Harachokum mutar mechatzos yom alahalan. The Rechokum people are very far from Yerushalayim, so they're allowed to have from chatzos. Lefish ein beizin misatzlin, but because we know the beizin are not going to be misatzlin to do the carbon omer, so we say, all right, so they're allowed to go ahead. They know that by chatzos already they did, they brought the carbon, it should be fine. So therefore here also it should be fine as well. So why are you making this gzir the whole day? As Gemara lo nitzcha id the ibni b'chameisar samach shkisachama. We're talking about a case where they read the beis hamikdash on the 15th, but very close to nighttime. Inami de ibne belelia, or it happened on the night of the 16th, which will mean that now they're not going to be ready to be able to do the omer in the morning, and maybe it's going to be a time it's going to be done after chatzos. And since maybe it's going to be done, it's going to be after chatzos, therefore they said you're not allowed to eat it the whole day, lest the base hamikdash be rebuilt, and then you're not allowed to eat it until they bring the carbon. They're not going to bring the carbon till even later in the afternoon. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Vitzchak Amar Vitzchak says, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, peep turn the page on the base. B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he's speaking in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, he holds that you're not allowed to have it even with the Raisa ad etzem ayom hazeh. The Pesach says until the etzem ayom hazeh, and he darshens what that means is ad atzmo shayom. That means until the entire day itself is gone. B'kasavra ad ved b'chal. He holds up until and including, which means to say that you're not allowed to have it the entire day. And now he's saying even on a Daraisa level. He basically darshens the two different psukim. When it says, Ad etzem yom hazeh, it's talking about we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And until they actually bring the carbon out of Viachem, is talking about when they did have the Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait until they bring the carbon. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it means Ad v'yad b'chlal, the entire day you're not allowed to have it. And that's even on a Daraisa level, you're not allowed to have it on the 16th. So, and that's when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is now saying that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he says it's also to have it the entire day, even on a Doraisa level. Is it really true Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda? But we know that he argues on him. It's not that we learned in a Mishnah. B'shachar Beis HaMikdash, when Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehei Yom Hanef Kulu Aser, that the entire day should be Aser. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda come along and he said, V'alom in a Toru Aser? It's already Aser in Doraisa. So what are you saying over here? D'chsev Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Must mean that it's saying that Yochanan Zakkai says that it's only Aser Midarabanan. This is where I know. Hasam Rabbi Huda Hu Dekotoi. Rabbi Huda is making a mistake in what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai meant. Ihu Savar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Midarabanan Kamar. He thought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was talking about when you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, that it's only an Aser Midarabanan. Velohi, but it's not true. Midaraisa Kamar is actually talking about Midaraisa, in which case they're not arguing. Shkoyach, that's really true. V'al hiskin katani. When there's a takana that's put in place, that means it's a darabanan, not a daraisa. So it says Lashon hiskin. It says, no, my hiskin. What does it mean? Darish for hiskin. That he darshan, then he set it up. But it's really a daraisa thing that when you know the Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat it the entire day. Now we have another of Yochanan ben Zakkai shtick. All of our Rishonim, it's like the next Mishnah of Rishonim, Bekablan is a Chodesh Kol Yom. Used to be they would get Eidus HaChodesh to accept it all day. People would come in, we accept it all day. Pamachas nishto ha'edim ilava. One time, the Edim, it took him time to come. Something stopped him from coming. V'neskalko Levim b'shir. And Levim ended up making a mistake by saying shir, the wrong shir of the day, the wrong shir shal yom. This also we learned in the Sukkah, I think it was at the end. Oh, Beitza in the beginning. There you go. Beitza left Dalit. So he says he used to go ahead and wait, and they held off. And when they held off, and it's got Levim Bashir. Every day the Levim have to say a particular Shir Shalyom. And they ended up saying the wrong Shir. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly happened. Yiskina Shalyom Mikablam Ela Ad Mincha. So they set up that they're only going to take them until Mincha, when they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. Vim Bo Edim and Mincha Malam. And they came from after that. No Gemara Shal Yom Kodesh Shalamacha Kodesh. Then they would go ahead and we consider. This is referencing Rosh Hashanah. So what happened is if they would show up after Mincha on day, let's say on day 30, then what would happen is they would say that for the rest of the day, this is a gezer that they set up. They would say they have to behave like it's Rosh Hashanah. And then the next day becomes Rosh Hashanah, and that's actually the real one. The 31st becomes Aleph Rosh Hashanah. And then the rest of the count starts from there, meaning Yom Kippur and Sukkot, etc. But there are no good. Osa Yom Kodesh Ulamacha Kodesh. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Ay. Hiskin Ruchim Mitzakeh Shem Mekablan Isa Kodesh Kolayom. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they set up that you do it every single day because they don't have again the Shir Shayom that they're going to be making a mistake with. Now we get into what exactly, what happened, what went wrong, what was the problem. So as a Gemara, we spoke a little bit, but here we go. My kilkul avim b'shir. What exactly did they make? What mistake did they make with the shir that they said that day? Hocha targimu shelo amushir kol ikar. Here they explained that they, Rashi says, means bebavel, that shelo amushir kol ikar, they didn't say shir at all. Rashi points out, and we're saying the Shir Shayom, there's different the Shir Shayom of a weekday and that of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they weren't sure of which one it was going to be, and maybe they didn't want to come, so they didn't say either of them. Rabbi Zeir says that Sha'amu Shira Shal Chol Im Tamid Shal Belarbaim. They said the Chol with the Tamid. And it ended up that the Eidim came afterwards, and they found out that really, unfortunately, it happened to be they're supposed to say a different Shira, and they ended up using the wrong Shira. Now, we back it up. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Ahava Berei. Rabbi Zeir said to love his son. To Ava son. Puk Tani Lu says, go out and tell those Babylonians, the one, you know, of Bavel, that the real reason is not because they didn't say it at all, but rather because they said the wrong Shira. How do I know? Because Hiskinu Shaloyu Mekablam Eretz HaKodesh. They set up, they're not going to do the Eretz HaKodesh. Ela Kedei Sheyei Shehus Bayom L'Hakrav Temidim Musafim V'Niskeyim V'Lom Shira Shalom Shibosh. They said the only reason they did this is that they're not going to, after this mistake, whatever, when it went wrong, they set up that they're not going to accept anything for the Chodesh, unless they're able to go ahead and say, bring that day, sorry, these birds are killing me here, I'm sorry, the day to, birds, gotta be quiet now, I'm learning, you gotta be quiet, shh, thank you, and a day in order to go to bring, shh, hey, anyway, to bring the Tamid, and bring the Musaf with everything that's to come and all the Nesachim that came with it. V'lom Shira Shalom Shibosh is a Shira in the proper way. So we have a Brayso that explicitly says like that. Yeah, right, Bishlam Amar Shira, the Chol, if you said the wrong one, how did you get Shibosh? That would be the Shibosh. Aliyah, right, if you want to say that Lomu Klal, my Shibosh, what Shibosh is there? So therefore, just you go tell him that. Says the Gemara, no, Kevin the Lomu Klal, and the Chashibosh Goldam is there. So they come back out there and say, like, that doesn't work out because they say, you know what the Shibosh is? That they didn't say it at all. So they don't have a Raya. Okay, so now we bring another Braisa to back it up. Masav Ravacha Barhuna. He's coming against Bavel as well now, and he has the following. He says, we have a Braisa. Tamid Shal Rosh Hashanah Shachris Karev Kilchaso. The Korban Tamid, that of Rosh Hashanah of Shachris. Is brought kilchaso. You brought it properly. Rashi explains what does that mean. Kilchaso means omrim a little to the left. Go down till you see the second man of divrei maskal karv kilchaso. Omrim alavim al nesachav. The levim saying a shir shel chol kamishpat hayom kamo shanu shonim b'meseches tamid. Hashir shel levim al omrim based on migdash b'yom rishon etc. That's regular. But musaf my omrim. What does he say? A musaf from Rosh Hashanah. You say, Harninu lelukim uzenu harilu harilu leluke Yaakov. But mincha ma'omer, what do you say in mincha? Kol Hashem yochil midbar. That's one that you say. V'man shechal Rosh Hashanah lios pechamishi b'shabbos, and it falls out on a Thursday. Shashir shalah harinu harninu lelukim uzenu, which is the one that we just said that we say when Rosh Hashanah falls out, when the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. What do you do? Lo yu omer b'shachris harninu, they would say in shachris. They should chose the kofa separ because they end up doubling it up. Elamah Omer, what did he say? Hasirosi misev shechmo. He says a different one. V'im bo edim acher tamid shachar. If edim come after they brought the morning shachars, Omer harninu. Then they say harninu. Afa bishach chose the kofa separ. You really end up doubling up on the parak when you bring the musaf. Iomer bishlam. Now, if you want to say that kol echad the mistapka minan shira dechol, anytime you have a suffix what to do, so you say the weekday one hanu tekamer. How you do Tekamer Omer Vekofla? Then it ends up saying that you end up going ahead and doubling it up. Right, the one you send the Morgan by the Tamid Shal Shachar, and you double it up by the Musaf. Eliyah Amar Lo Omer Klal, they didn't say that all of you have a suffix, then my Omer Vekofla. What Kofla is it? There's no Kofla going on over there. And therefore, if you're saying that he didn't say anything in the first place, so it kind of knocks off the way that the Babylonians understood what's going down over here. Beep, turn the page, Lamed Aleph. This is Gemara, no, Lav Dafka, Shiny Hashem. That case is different. The Shira de Yomehi. The particular case that the Braisa brought was that when it falls out on Thursday, and therefore, what we're talking about over here is that you're going to be saying the Shira Shel Yom of the Thursday anyway, right? Because that was the normal day, that's what you would say. So if that's what you say on Thursday, that's what you say on a regular Rosh Hashanah fell on a Tuesday is what you would say on a Thursday. So if it came out that Rosh Hashanah fell on a Thursday, then now they wouldn't say it at all, leave it out, in order that they're not double up saying the same one that they would have said in the morning, in the afternoon as well. Therefore, you don't have a raya to say that they wouldn't leave it out. So we're left with both opinions right now. One of them says the shibush is that they didn't say it at all. The other one says the shibush is that they end up saying the wrong one. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Sorry about all my birds over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.